This message is on the winning attitude of a positive self-image. The theme is from Napoleon's quote, "Imagination rules the world," and from Albert Einstein, who said that imagination is more important than knowledge. It is a preview of life's coming attractions. And my grandmother, who taught me more about success than all my other mentors, she advised me not to worry about how high I scored on IQ tests. She told me to view my IQ as my imagination quotient rather than my intelligence quotient. You know, all winners in life develop and actively think about a positive self-image. Winners see the act of winning before it ever happens. Winners act like winners, imagining with pictures, feelings, and words the roles they want to play. They give themselves a preview of coming attractions. What you see is what you get, and who you feel like is who you really are. You know, it's not what you are that holds you back. It's what you think you're not. You see, individuals behave not in accordance with reality, but in accordance with their perception of reality. How the individual feels about himself or herself is everything. For all that he or she ever does or ever aspires to do in life will be based on that all-important self-concept. In my opinion, the self-image is the fundamental key to understanding all of human behavior. If you change the self-image, you change the personality and the behavior. I had the good fortune of spending time with the late Dr. Maxwell Maltz, the plastic surgeon and author of the classic best-selling book, Psycho-Cybernetics. Dr. Maltz said that the most important psychological discovery of this century has been the discovery of the self-image, and you know, I think he was right. In his book, he described one of his patients who'd come to him with a large, unattractive, hooked nose. She, of course, wanted him to perform a rhinoplasty surgical procedure, which we commonly refer to as the nose job. Dr. Maltz operated, and the result was a perfectly shaped nose. With the swelling having subsided and the bandages removed, she stood appraising herself in front of a mirror. Dr. Maltz happily inquired, "How do you like your new beautiful self?" She replied coldly, "You know, I don't see much improvement. I still feel ugly." You see, she had grown to consider herself ugly for nearly 30 years, and though her appearance was altered dramatically, her self-image was stuck at the low self-esteem setting after years of conditioning. Another dramatic illustration for me of the tenacity of the time-grown self-image was in my own study of amputees at Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington, D.C. These amputees had returned from Vietnam for rehabilitation. In reality, physically and consciously, at the judgment level of thinking, the limbs were gone. But for several months and sometimes years, the patients would experience pain and itching or tingling in that empty space where the hands, legs, arms, or feet had been. And during the night, some would even try to get out of bed and walk, only realizing after they had fallen that they were legless. These individuals had been walking and actively using their limbs throughout their lives, when suddenly, as a result of an explosion in battle, they weren't there anymore. But for months and even years after amputation, the pain and sensation remained where the legs or arms had been. This is known as the ghost limb. It is one of the most incredible aspects of the human mind. It expresses what we have been conditioned to accept, not what is really happening in reality. And the self-image lingers on long after the reality has changed.